Right now, the state's enforcing a federal time limit on cash assistance instead of one passed by the state legislature. Some social justice advocates say thousands of families would lose their benefits prematurely if the policy continues. State Solicitor General John Bursch says stricter time limits encourage people to find better ways to pay for basic living expenses. He says cash assistance is meant to be temporary.
You know, the state of Michigan certainly has compassion for these families, but there are many other more permanent programs that are available to them.
This summer, the State Court of Appeals said the state could continue to enforce the federal cutoff. The state Supreme Court will decide whether to rule on the case or let the lower court decision stand. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.